Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb D, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in season 4 with the help of the wonderful commentator Rabbeinu Yonah. We're looking at chapter 2, Mishnah 15, a wonderful Mishnah. They're all wonderful Mishnahs, but this one, even though it's shorter, it has a very powerful message. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Hayom katzer v'hamalacha miruba. The day is short. The day is so short. We only have 24 hours, and God willing, we'll have 120 years, but only 120 years on this earth. And there's so much to be accomplished. There's so much work to be done, whether it be internal work on ourselves, external work on the outside, on the world, or different work such as toiling in Torah, toiling in our occupations of our job in order to acquire money to take care of those around us, or working on ourselves, working on our midos, or trying to fix the world, being involved in Tikkun Olam. There's so much work to do. There's so much to be involved with. There's so much to do. And there's only so many hours in the day. There's only so many years in our lifespan. You think about a 24-hour day, how many hours are gone to sleeping? How many hours are gone to working? How many hours are gone to cooking and the like, and how many hours are gone to just taking care of different things? How many hours do we have left to actually work on different mitzvah pursuits and Torah pursuits? Not enough time, never enough time. And anything you want to do, there might not be enough time, but you got to find the time and make the time as much as possible. How many years of our life are wasted away versus different things, versus different reasons for eating and for sleeping and for regular physical needs and for different spiritual needs? There's different needs involved. There's so much time that's used in different ways. We don't have so much time, but there's always so much to do. V'apoalim el atzelim, the workers are lazy. The Yetzirah wants to get us, wants to make us stumble, wants to make us fall. The Yetzirah wants us to procrastinate, wants us to push off tomorrow instead of doing it today. But the real thing is, don't push off tomorrow for what you can do today. Carpe diem, seize the day, make the most of today. If lo achshav ematai, Pirkei Avos says elsewhere in chapter 1, if not now, when are you going to do it? You're going to keep pushing it off? Are you ever going to get around to it? If you don't do it today, make sure to seize on it today. Make sure to work on it today. V'hasachar harbe, the reward is great. We don't work for reward, another Mishnah Pirkei Avos teaches us, but when you do work and you do mitzvahs, there is a reward. Many times you won't see the reward in this world, maybe in the next world, but it is there to be gotten. Uvala bayistochek, and the master of the world is insistent, or the master of the world is involved and is for sure going to get us back. Hashem is always involved. There's so much to do. We have to do as much as we can. We're not absolved from it, and we might not be able to finish it, but we have to at least start. You have an idea. You have a concept. We don't know where it's going to go, but at least start it. At least begin it. You have a website you want to start up. Who knows where it's going to go, but at least begin it. You have a show you want to talk about, or something you want to write, something you want to read. At least start. Maybe you won't be able to finish, but you got to at least start. So the day is short and the work is plentiful. The day is short refers to the days of man's life, Rabbeinu Yonah points out, which are short in comparison to the work of Torah. Torah is longer than the earth and wider than the sea. We cannot fathom its depths, as our sages teach. When Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah, he did not sleep the entire 40 days and 40 nights he was there. We can understand this with a parable. A king told his servant, "Go weigh out gold coins from now until tomorrow. Whatever you weigh will be yours." How could he possibly sleep? Every minute that he would give in to his craving for sleep would cause him great loss. This is what Moshe said, "How can I sleep? I will lose so many pearls of Torah." How much more so is this true for us? We shall not allow ourselves to sleep when we could be learning precious Torah. The workers are lazy. This refers to people who are too lazy to learn Torah. Even the most industrious scholars can be lazy, because laziness is an inescapable element of human nature, for some people more so and some less. And the master is insistent. The ruler of the universe has commanded you, and you are working for him. You are not like a contract worker who is paid by the piece. If he does a small amount of work, he is paid for that part of the total job, and the employer does not mind that he has not completed the entire project. But God has commanded us to labor in Torah, and you may not leave the work for tomorrow. You must do as much as you can. If you disobey his command, you will be severely punished, because you may not neglect it even for a moment. We should realize and understand how much can be done, how much can be accomplished. There's so many hours in the day, but there's so much that could be done. The famous phrase, if you want something done, give it to a busy person because he will figure out how to get it done. He has so much to do, so much to be involved with, so much to accomplish. Somehow that kind of a person can get things done. Even though the day is short, there's much to be done. There's much work to be done, whether it be within yourself or outside of yourself, helping others work on themselves or helping the world fix its problems. And maybe working internally and externally, and also working at the job or working at Torah. There's too much to do, but we have to at least try to do it. Lefum Tzara Agra, Pirkei Avos also teaches us, according to the exertion is the reward. The more work, the more reward. It might take a lot of work, but a lot of reward will come for it, even though we don't do it for reward. And again, the Baal HaBayis Dochek, the Master's insistent. He has commanded us, he has given us what to do. He has shown us the way. He wants us to get a lot of things done. He wants us to get many things accomplished, and we have to accomplish as much as we can, as often as we can, every single day. Join us next time as we talk here on the PAL about the idea that you have to start. You might not be able to finish, but you gotta at least start. And I'm your host, Reb T.